This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
In an ideal world, the need for a panic button app wouldn't exist. But the reality is, in a country faced with numerous challenges, having quick access to emergency services is a necessity. Namola is South Africa's most trusted don't panic safety app, keeping us safe anytime, anywhere. Their impactful stories have been featured in numerous articles on Good Things Guy over the years, showcasing instances where lives were rarely saved. From rescuing a family from a burning house, I remember that one well. It really touched my heart. To ensuring timely hospital trips for a new mother on Valentine's Day, actually. Many of these stories highlight the app's invaluable role in South Africa's safety landscape. And today, I'm lucky enough to have Peter Dolphs, the CEO of Namola, and Daniel Swiggers, the operations and marketing man, on the Good Things Guy podcast to tell us a little bit more about this incredible app. Welcome to both of you to the podcast.
Great to be here. Thanks, Brent.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Great to be here.
Peter, I think I'll start with you because you've been part of Namola since day one. Can you perhaps maybe tell us a little bit more about this app and why it was created?
Yeah, thanks, Brent. I think, it was created, purely through, I think, good intentions. We just wanted to make a difference in South Africa. We were busy with some massive free Wi-Fi deployments up in Tshwane in about 2015. And, you know, we saw the massive impact that it was having on lives there. And we, you know, with the relationships we were building with the municipalities at the time, we thought, you know, what can we do in addition to that? It was a case of, you know, at that stage, it was any kind of police response was taking the better part of an hour for any kind of just recognition of something taking place, let alone actually getting anyone out to you. And it was in those early days when Uber was making quite a big name for itself. And we thought, you know, there's a way of replicating this. So we said to the guys, it's in the 20 Metro, listen, let's build you an app, and we'll do it on our own with our own bucks, and you know, if you like it, we can take it from there. And we did that. We got a development crew. We built a very basic application, and we tested it in a place called Monument Park, and the guys loved it, and sort of the rest is history. And and it's taken us to where we are today.
So one of the first articles that I wrote or that we published on Good Things Guy, the headline says South Africa's Uber for safety and crime fighting has just gone national. And I think you hit the nail on the head, right? So Uber was out, it was doing great things for people who needed to get places, and here was this gap in the market where I would guess our 24/7 sort of response call centers were not really available in South Africa, or were they?
To explain to South Africans the challenges that you have around getting any type of emergency response on a public level. Unfortunately, I wish it was different, but at this, and still currently, it's the case. It's a struggle, and I mean, it's not just them. I mean, what we were trying to create is a solution where, you know, you don't know, you're in a panic situation. You don't know where you are. You don't know what corner you're standing on. You are, you know, there's obviously quite a traumatic event that's taking place. So you can't think straight. And you've got to try to relay this information, and then try to get someone to you. And then when you don't have the public resources to actually do something about it, it becomes a very difficult thing. And it was a case of, how do we simplify that process? And that Uber model was for a while we kind of call ourselves the Uber for police, but obviously we've expanded from those days, and today we handle just about any type of emergency that you can think of. I mean, we can go into that later, but from the worst of the worst to things like ducks crossing the road, It's just grown, but the origins come from just trying to improve the speed at which we could get something as simple as I've got a problem to those that matter and getting them to the right location. I mean, that's basically where it all came from and what where it started.
So we speak about privatization in South Africa and how a lot of our services that may be lacking from a government level. As South Africans, we've created these privatized ways of making them work. Obviously, you're tapping into government resources as well as sort of private solutions to roll out the help when it is needed. Did you find in the beginning or even now, was there much kickback from government when it came to partnerships and rolling Namola out?
Yeah, so now remember we started as from a non-profit perspective, and it was essentially initially a GovTech initiative. So I mean, we were trying to get mass adoption from government to try and assist with their services. But as you can imagine, to coordinate government services is quite a challenging task. But no, we never had a challenge, and it was a case of we started out with police because it was a natural place to start. Had very good success there, and then slowly but surely expanded. Obviously, medical, fire, etc., etc. And we've always had the idea to try and build the biggest possible emergency network possible in South Africa. And we only in the latter stages added on the private services as a subscription option, in sort of 2017, 2018. So it was all about public services, government services, and also community. So we always talk about the fact that we utilize all three of those, which is a phenomenal combination where you're tapping on public services, you're tapping on the community services, which is very powerful, and then also the private services, which is always the fastest. But the combination of the three gives us what we need, which is always getting someone help, no matter where they are or what kind of help it is that they need. Because also remember, there's scenarios where, for example, an armed responder, for example, might not have the authority to do certain things that SAPS does. So we have to leverage off of the above. But then also, there are scenarios where your next door neighbor might be the quickest person to get you because, your child might have fallen in a pool, or you've got a medical emergency, or you need help putting out a small fire. And just alert, being able to, through a single touch of a button, alert those around you. Then alerts a control room, which is 24/7 nationally, and then obviously them getting the fastest possible formal help to you is a very, very powerful tool. And that's kind of the message that we're trying to spread to South Africans, that there is this a phenomenal network, and guys must leverage that.
I think that leads me into my next question, which is your don't panic, right? So we've got this idea that it is a panic button and we need panic buttons, but you're creating this narrative that when you have Namola, you don't have to panic.
Yeah, look, Brent, we've recently been, or 18 months ago now, we were acquired by MultiChoice. That's allowed us to really resource up and really look at doing things properly, going from a small startup down in Stellenbosch to now being owned by one of the biggest businesses in the country is obviously a great privilege to have for us. And one of the things that we've done is really said, from a marketing perspective, how do we get the right people on board, look at this brand, look at what we stand for, and really position ourselves in a way that we want people to see us. And it's something that we've always done very good internally, but we perhaps haven't taken that message out into the market. And the biggest thing that came out of this exercise is to say, this isn't about fear mongering or trying to tell you why you need this app because South Africa is this or South Africa is that. I think we all love this country and want to be able to live our lives in this country, which is essentially why Pete and his team built the application way back when. But the whole new brand direction is to say, you know what, you don't have to, like, don't panic. Don't not go out on a Friday night, or don't not go take that hike that you want to take. Have this application on your phone because essentially that's what Namola does for you, is we act as that peace of mind or safety element in your pocket that if something does happen, Pete always says it quite well, but he says we're actually building a business where you never want people to use your application. That would be the ideal scenario in this country. But if you do, in that scenario, it's a much better experience if you've got the Namola app on your phone and you can hit one button and get help immediately.
Maybe let's touch, Daniel, on a couple of those features, right? So we've downloaded Namola. You've got two versions. There's a free version and then there's a premium subscription version. And there's a whole bunch of different services that they offer. What are the differences between free and subscription? And what does that price sort of look like?
Brent, the main functionality in the application today is the don't panic button. So you open up the application, you hit the SOS button, and it asks you what type of incident you're experiencing. The best case that I always, or the best way to always explain this to someone when we're doing sales pitches or calls to people or speaking to customers is to say, imagine you go out tomorrow night, and there's a big use case for this when you're not in your own home. Now imagine you go out, you're standing in Cape Town at a restaurant and something happens to the person next to you. Most people in South Africa don't know the number for an ambulance off the top of their head, so you probably have to start Googling. If you do, you probably don't know where you are because who knows what the street address is every single time they go somewhere. And then in the South African context, you've got to really hope that someone answers the phone given limited resources and sort of strain on public resources. With Namola, it's one button. You hit the SOS button. We phone you back immediately. We know where you are through the application. We can then send you the closest, most appropriate response to your location. And then a big, big thing that people probably won't realize until that moment that you're in an emergency is we carry on communicating with you through that incident, whether that's phoning you back to tell you that the ambulance is around the corner or chatting to you in the text functionality in the app to say, look, we're still here. We don't close that incident until you've actually received your help, where typically the person says to you, well, cool, we'll send a location and you never hear back from them. Within that feature in the app, that's where the core difference becomes between Namola and Namola Plus, which is our premium subscription. If you pay 59 Rand a month or 29 Rand a month if you're a DStv subscriber, you can then get that access to private armed response and private ambulances, which again, like Peter's mentioned and like you've mentioned, in this country, that just often means significantly faster help, more professional help, non-reliance on just public resources. So we actually, given that this whole brand is really built around caring for South Africa and wanting to help, although this comes across as a sales pitch, we really do encourage people to upgrade to Namola Plus because we can just help them significantly better, significantly faster, which is ultimately what we're trying to do.
But in the same breath, and I think what's quite beautiful is that you've made a decision to not just go the premium route. You've made a decision to still keep that free help, that panic button. Should someone need help, you're at the other end of that call, which I think is a beautiful thing to do for South Africa.
Look, I think let me comment first and then Pete, please jump in here because I think you've really built the company and the brand around this. But Brent, I don't know what the language policy is on the Good Things guy, so I'm gonna not tell you, I'm gonna not use the word that we sometimes use internally, but we've really built our internal culture around the fact that we care. Now we use a different word for care. We can let your audience guess what that word is. But I'll give you a small example. We had a customer give us a 5-star rating the other day on the App Store because they had a spider bite, and the Namola response team member actually went and found someone in Gauteng to phone them back to help them on what type of spider it was. Now, I'm almost hesitant to say that on a public forum because we do not do spider bites. It's not a core functionality of the Namola app. But the fact that you see what that operator has done or that response team member has done in that instance to go, they just want to help. There's been no training around spider bites. We haven't geared them up on that, but they found a way to help those customers. And that's really the company we've built. Or maybe let me hand over to Pete on the exact reasoning behind keeping the free functionality, but it really is what this company and what the internal culture stands for.
The original reason was we took a Silicon Valley approach in the beginning, to go, look, we need to create a phenomenal free product, and we're going to build as big a base as we can, and we're going to convert that base once we understand how to monetize this thing, and it'll become a a $1 billion business. And I think the lessons that we learned is the realities of South Africa and its economics and its socioeconomic climate is creates obviously very different challenges to other parts of the world. But I think, fundamentally what we also learned along the way is that, there is just a great need out there to help people. And there are a lot of South Africans that just cannot afford some of the luxuries that that others can. So, we have built, yes, as Daniel's saying, we've built a brand where everybody cares a hell of a lot about South Africa, about South Africans. We all want to make a difference. We want to be able to stay. I mean, I personally do this because I want my children to live in this country because it is the greatest country in the world. And this is our small part in making that difference. And having world-class services like we provide to all South Africans to at least have the ability to access some of those world-class services is a must. We have to do that. It's almost like a, I believe it's almost a right in South Africa. So yes, it's a tough thing to do. And we obviously encourage all, as many people as possible to sign up for the paid for product because yes, we absolutely have costs. But we want to make sure that everybody has access because it's a hell of a thing when you, I'll never forget the time when, I had a lady on the phone who'd broken down on the highway between Cape Town and Somerset West. And she was in quite a not a great spot. And she was just waiting for a tow truck, which one of our operators had dispatched. But she just needed someone to talk to. And I said, fine, I was the head of ops at the time, and I sat with her on the phone for 45 minutes, and we just chatted. And what that did for her was just had to have someone to talk to while she waited, really just changed her life. And I mean, she gave us the biggest praises in the world. But that's what we're about. That's why we have this product accessible to everybody. We've got premium services that are obviously priced at very reasonable rates for a large percentage of South Africans. But this kind of service is what it should be for all South Africans, and we hope to maintain it that way for as long as we can.
Listen, I can relate to being stuck on the side of the road and being absolutely petrified. I left a meeting. It must have been about 15 years ago. I was driving a little Corsa Light. It was my first sort of job that I was working in, and I left a meeting quite late at night. It was sort of dusk. The sun was setting, and for the first time in my entire life, I ran out of fuel for whatever reason. I wasn't watching my fuel tank. My car didn't have fancy lights and sort of sensors and alarms that my car does now. And I sat on the side of the road, in the back end of sort of the four ways area. And I was petrified, and I was all by myself waiting for a friend to come and bring me a little bit of fuel. Had there been a service like this 15 years ago, that A, I could have called someone to help me, but B, have someone on the other side of the phone, just to know that there's a voice there, just to have someone that you can talk to and you don't feel so alone. I wouldn't be as traumatized as I feel right now retelling that story.
That's exactly why we exist.
I must ask about the name. So my mind automatically wants to go Namola. And I'm not sure if that's because I'm an English speaking is my first language person. But the brand is Namola, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah, 100%. It's Namola. We took a very conscious decision to go with Namola. it is a translation. It means to help. And we think it's a powerful name. It's unique. And it's built up, I think, and I believe it's built up a brand that people recognize for reliability, for its safety, and the brand that cares.
A brand that cares, Namola, a brand that helps. If people want more information, if they want to download the app right now, where do they go?
So it's available on all of the app stores, so obviously iOS, Android, and Huawei. They're welcome to go to our website as well, namola.com, and all the links are there. And then obviously, all the social channels as well. So Namola app on all the social channels, you'll be able to link through and get downloading. And yeah, it's a very simple process. If you haven't got it already, download it. You register with some pretty simple information. You get the option to subscribe to upgrade or not. And obviously we encourage people to upgrade, and then all the services are there, as Daniel mentioned, the SOS functionality, the location tracking functionality, and also the community functionality, which all is there designed to keep yourself and your loved ones safe.
That is what it's all about, and it's that easy to go and download the app and get it on your phones so you don't have to panic and you can feel a little bit safer. I'm going to link inside this podcast in the attachment link section. I'm going to put a link to all the Good Things Guy articles that we've written over the years because they are the most beautiful stories of communities helping each other when there have been moments where they may have felt that they were in a little bit of a panic, but realized quite quickly with the help of Nomola, there was no reason to panic. Peter, Daniel, thank you so much for being on the Good Things Guy podcast today. It's been absolutely wonderful chatting to you and hearing more about this incredible platform that you've created.
Thanks so much, Brent. It's been great chatting to you.
Thanks for having us, Brent.
That's it. Wishing you only good things. And for more good things, visit www.goodthingsguy.com. Okay? Love you. Bye.